Hi, everybody. Jared Benz, an ISV architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here with Keith Roller from Simon Communications today. We're going to take a look at their digital signage players and see some of the cool stuff they're doing there. Keith, if you could, real quick, just tell us a little bit about Simon.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. So Simon is a digital signage solution provider, providing interactive and non-interactive solutions. Interactive driving, of course, to kiosk applications, as well as communications through your desktops and mobile devices. And we've created our platform based on Windows Presentation Foundation. Made that decision about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, with some forward-looking thoughts as to the direction Microsoft was going, and it seemed very much in sync with the direction we needed for some very advanced graphics and rich multimedia messaging and communication in order to drive that next level of customer and user experience on behalf of our customers.
So we've actually done quite a few things with you guys recently, some Channel 9 videos and stuff, but kind of dawned on me that we hadn't actually sat down and seen the solution yet. So we've got one of your lighter weight embedded players here running on a large display. So walk me through this. Let's talk about, now obviously the way that it looks here is just one particular configuration. This can be completely skinned for any particular customer, any particular experience. So how's this one configured?
That's right. So the intent for this particular configuration is to allow the guest experience in a hotel lobby or corporate lobby in order to be able to communicate information, again, in a very rich media-centric way, to have a graphical display of user information in terms of local events that are happening in and around the property. So if we want to be able to take a look at what's happening in the stock market today, what might be happening in terms of news, again, nationally and locally, and again, in a very rich interactive manner. If people want to be able to take a look at what's happening in terms of the weather and the weather forecast. And then, more interestingly, there's the information in order to be able to see, well, what's going on in and around the property I'm in. So, and how do I get to where I'm going if I don't know, particularly if I'm at a hotel not close to home where I'm not familiar with the location. So what, again, we have here is a Windows Presentation Foundation application, and in fact, here we're using Bing for Bing services, and interestingly enough, at the time we developed this, the newer Certilite control was not quite available. And so we're using the more traditional web services.
The AJAX control.
Yeah, the AJAX control. And one of the very nice things here is that as we've been able to migrate from Windows XP to Vista with our embedded operating systems, and now evolve that into Windows 7, we basically got the multi-touch for basically no development. So
cool. We had a timeout here.
Right. So, and again, the intent for that is if the user walks away, we want to be able to have the next person come up with a fresh new experience. So let's go take a look at some local events that may be happening in the area. And if we want to look for some concerts that are upcoming, let's take a look at George Clinton here and where this event might be taking place.
So we've got the plus and minus buttons over here, legacy, because all we had was single touch right now.
That's right.
But because we're on Windows 7, now we can pan around and we can do the two-finger zoom and pan. Obviously, just you got that for free and using the Bing control.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
So we're able to take advantage of the just taking use of that through Windows 7.
Okay. Now, but so this is external mapping, and you guys use the Bing control, but you do indoor mapping as well, right? Helping people find their way through a particular event.
That's right. So obviously with hotels, people are coming from conferences.
Sure.
And many large properties have upwards of hundreds of rooms. So we give the capability to show the events that are happening that day, as well as how to get from point A to point B.
So can we take a look? All right. So this is your indoor map solution here. And it looks like, what do we have on the left-hand side there?
So right now we're showing the events listed for the day. And this is actually also, although it can be systemically obtained from the customer's property management system. It can also be managed through a little desktop WPF-based client we have as well that can be used to manage the events.
So that's a good point. This is also WPF.
Right, this is a complete WPF application. And actually, interestingly enough, it's the exact same container media player application that we looked at previously with just different content within it.
Right, okay. So single touch obviously works. You've got a list down here of all your events, and you can grab and you can slide. If this is a list, then by the way, for those folks that don't know, when you update to WPF4, multi-touch is just lit up for you automatically in the operating system. So if this was a list, I'd be able to actually touch and scroll the list itself, and it would scroll and I'd get inertia and all that sort of stuff. So custom control that you guys wrote today. I think there's a version you have that does panning, but we don't have the multi-touch zoom here yet. That's in your. You guys are planning that for the next version.
Yes.
So let's switch over real quick and kind of show the folks how we would do that. Okay. So we're just looking at a section of .NET code here. This is .NET 4. There's kind of a lot of stuff going on here, but there's really two main events that you would care about. The first event is that manipulation is starting, so I've touched on some UI element on the screen. And then the one that we're in right here is actually manipulation delta. So after I've touched that thing and I've started to drag it, here's really what we do. And in WPF, it's really nice because it gives everything to you as a matrix. So the render transform, all of that stuff, the rotation and scale and all of that is handled for you in WPF as a matrix. So really all we're doing here is just doing a little bit of math. We get the existing matrix, how the thing is already currently rotated or scaled. We grab its center point, and then we can go ahead and we set the center of the transformation. And then from the callback, from the actual event that WPF is handing us, it's telling us how much the user scaled on X, how much the user scaled on Y, the center point, how much the user's rotated it. And it doesn't matter whether that's a single point or a two-point rotation or scale, or if it's 5 points, if they put all their fingers down and rotated and scaled. WPF is handling that for us and telling us how much they've scaled and how much they rotated. So that's pretty much, and then after we're done with our math, we would take the matrix and apply it back to whatever the UI element is. In this case, it would be the map, and then the map would just respond to user input. And that's really all that you have to do. It's not super complex, but I wanted to show something else that's kind of cool. I'm going to switch over to Expression Blend. And this is beta 4 of Expression Blend. And Blend 4 final is going to be out here pretty soon. But all I've done is I've dragged an image out to my canvas. So this is just a JPEG image of some box art for the Expression Blend. And inside of Expression Blend 4, let me pop up my asset panel here. There's a brand new behavior. I don't know how well that's going to show up on the camera there, but there's a brand new behavior called the Translate Zoom Rotate behavior. And so all I have to do is I can drag this behavior onto any UI element. In this case, it's an image control, but it could be a full data grid if you want it. Doesn't really matter what the control is. And with that in place, let's go ahead and look at this top area here. Behavior gives us some ability to configure what you can do with it. In this case, we're supporting all gestures. I could say that I only want to be able to pan it, or I only want to be able to rotate it. In this case, we're going to let all those things happen. And you can even control friction here as well. So it's kind of nice that the processing of those different manipulations is all packaged up for you in a behavior. And with that behavior applied to our image element here, we'll go ahead and run the app. I'll maximize it. And now you can see without handling any code at all, any manual processing of manipulation events, I can now rotate, scale, and pan that control. And we've even got the inertia. Of course, there's no friction, so that's eventually going to disappear off the side of the screen, but you can bound the box and everything else as well. So two different ways of getting the multi-touch there, whenever you guys are ready to throw that in, let me know and we'll help you guys out. So let's go ahead and get that out of the way here. Keith, appreciate your time today. I look forward to seeing what all kind of cool stuff you guys are going to do here on 7 with WPF. For the folks out there that want to learn a little bit more about Simon, where can they go?
www.simon.com, S-Y-M-O-N.com.
All right. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it.